The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tan. Episode 14, The Photographs.
Make way! Make way! You there! You! Ensure the rope is strong. She may be small, yet she carries the weight of a devil inside her.
Please. No, please. This is madness. You can't do this. I'm sorry. For everything. For everything that you think or feel that I've done, I'm sorry. Look, I can't say fairer than that. Oh, help me. Someone help me. God, help me.
It is a little late to be calling out to him now. You should have thought of that when you signed his book.
Right, I swear in whatever way that you want me to God, to the heavens, to Jesus, or to any and all that you worship, I am not a witch.
Place the moose, Master Miller.
Get your hands off. Don't, please.
You've got more money than sense, mate.
Yeah, well, this is truer than you know.
20 grand to drive you somewhere. Fuck off and come back when you call.
20 grand, yeah. What's your name again?
Kieran.
You work with Stan often?
We were on the oil rigs together. God, that was hard work. Stan found he had a talent for a procurement.
Say no more.
I checked the maps. It's the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
No roads.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
What?
Oh, never mind.
I could get used to this old private jet thing, though.
It's a one-off deal.
I don't know what stuff you're into. Clearly it's not exactly kosher. But if you want to put me on the payroll...
No.
I'll concentrate on you as my number one client.
No need.
Only client.
No.
Come on, it'll be fun. You need friends. We can work on whatever weird shit you got going on, then hit the bars and party. There must be clubs in Chad.
Take me to where I need to be, drive away, return when I call you. Done. You did bring the satellite phone I asked for.
It's in your go bag.
Good. Now wake me when we're landing.
Yes, boss.
Not your boss.
Kind of.
Not your boss.
Wait and see. I'm going to make myself indispensable.
Repent, witch. Repent. And know that as you die, your soul will be...
I've told you. I've repented. I've confessed. I have done everything that you wanted me to. I can't...
Stop this at once.
Sir John.
Remove that noose.
Master Colwyn has noticed...
Remove it at once.
Yes, sir.
What is the meaning of this, Hawthorne? Goody Proctor has sworn to the confession of this girl.
The girl will hang when she has come before the court of Oya and Termina and not before.
Why waste the time of our good citizens, of our esteemed magistrates? All the court requires is confession, and she has confessed.
On the word of another witch, on the word of a woman who stands accused of the same crime... Is it not true that you have arranged for Proctor to be with her husband? That she was promised such when she came before you with her lies?
That
is... Is it true?
Yes, Sir John. But even as she stands on the gallows here, we have heard her acknowledge her sin, her confession, heard by all gathered.
And if I placed a noose around your neck, if the hangman was about to kick the stool, what do we imagine you might confess to, Master Colwyn?
That is an affront to my dignity and station, Mistress Dodd.
People of Salem, people of Salem, be not concerned. All who are guilty of witchcraft will
come with
hang.
Me.
They
I,
will
I don't
hang.
What's going on. I want the
but
fragment.
To do
I don't
so
have
with
it.
Scant
I don't
regard
and your policeman friends hardly likely to play ball if his girlfriend's hanging from a noose.
I'm not his girl.
Shut up. You are going to write him a very persuasive
tight.
Letter.
Pray that our town is delivered from this evil. And count your blessings that you live in a world where any and all, regardless of their crime, whether physical or spiritual, will be adjudged honestly and fairly. Go home, my friends.
Preposterous. Did you yourself not agree with Increase Maver that demons and their ilk do not have the protection of the courts?
Things have changed.
This will not end well for you.
Enough, man.
I will make representation
enough.
There you go, Gov.
What's this, Hassan?
It's a folder.
I can see that. What of?
You ask me to look into visits and the like to call me Hatch and Dot House back.
Don't call it that.
But you go and welcome us now and all, Gov.
No, that is basic respect.
I've heard of cold cases, but this is taking it a bit far, isn't it?
What have we got?
I've cross-correlated that list of the knobs.
Don't call them that.
Oh, Jesus. The Aristos who visited around that time. I did as much poking around in the records of that time as were still available. Those who were in London, those who weren't.
Good stuff. Can appreciate it.
Thank you. Right. I'm stepping out. Canteen is shite. I'm going to lip to Mackie D's for some decent food.
Yes, Sam.
Gov?
Don't call it that.
Mackie D's?
Decent.
Father, I fear that what is happening in this town is neither fair nor demonic.
Be careful, Gorton. Your compassion, roused admirable, is misplaced in this instance.
Have you spoken with Jonathan?
The demon.
If you insist.
I have not. Yet it is my intention to do so. If, of course, he survives the pressing.
He is a most fascinating man. Both intelligent, brave, and at the same time, like a misplaced child.
He walks the earth in human guise. It is hardly a surprise he should be so. And speaking of children, Anne, come inside. You know my son, of course.
Yes, sir. Good day, Master Mather.
How do you fare, Anne?
Well, sir, since the town took notice of its infants and locked up those who bring the night terrors, we have slept well.
Tell me, Anne, the first time they came to you, do you remember what you had been doing that day?
I had been walking, Master Increase, in the meadow by the forest. I wanted some wild flowers for my mother. She had not been well that day, and I wished to cheer her, sir.
And what happened?
I reached down to pick some violets, and it was as though the earth shifted. I heard groaning, sir.
And then?
I spoke with Abigail and Betty, and they became afflicted. And then they came for me.
Came for you?
The proctors, Charles Corey, many, many others.
Anne, when you were in the meadow, did you touch any Jimson weed?
Sir?
Did you touch any of that plant by design or accident?
Cotton?
Father, we know from records that soldiers in Jamestown suffered hallucinations from that very plant. Is it possible?
I touched no such thing, Master Cotton.
Did you touch anything else?
Cotton, you are confusing the girl. She has already said...
I...
Go on, man.
No, sir. I touched nothing.
You see? You are so determined to find reason for these possessions that you clutch at straws. Be of care, my son, for it may be that the children will start to see you hanging in their rafters.
And if that were so...
What?
Over here, Father, where we will not be overheard. I am no witch, Father. I am a man of God. You and I are both known for our pious nature and devotion to the scriptures. Were I to be accused of visitation by the child, then surely you will admit that she must lie.
I
do not lie, sir.
What?
You said I lie.
How did you hear that? You are mistaken, Anne.
Perhaps I am, sir. I would like to see Mistress Dodd now.
Anne, I have not as yet finished my...
Now, Master Increase.
Oh, fuck.
Who are they?
No idea. Well, let's put it this way. No one out here is up to any good.
They've got a chopper. Why don't we have a chopper?
Keep your head down.
You knew they were going to be here, though. That's why we stopped down the road.
I had a feeling that someone would be... Possibly. Yeah, you've got better eyes than me. Use my binoculars. Tell me how many are down there.
Looks like four. Yeah, four. No, hang on. Hang on, five. There's a bloke just come out of the motorhome. The boss.
How do you know?
That's the way they're behaving around him.
Nothing is ever easy. Okay, you are about to earn even more money.
How?
I'll tell you soon. Right now we have to wait until it's dark.
How dark?
Very, very dark. Let's say after 4 a.m.
I can't read that. Hold it higher where the candlelight catches. There. There.
Jonathan, give her what she wants, please. She has promised that if you do, she will free us both. She will take the fragment and go. Once she does, the rift will be closed to us, and she says we can live out our lives here. We have to trust her, otherwise I hang, and you are crushed. Please, Jonathan. I'm scared. I never asked for this, and I do not want to die. Excuse my writing. I'm not used to quills, and I have stubby little fingers. Unlike hers.
Well, that's bullshit, isn't it?
What is? I can assure you that Jax wrote this only a few minutes.
You cannot protect us. You can't free us. We're witches. Remember?
I've told you. I have the ear of Hawthorne. If I tell him to spirit you both away, pun intended, to, oh, I don't know, anywhere in the New World, or even a ship back to England, he will do it.
You're not having the fragment, Dodd, so you can threaten all you want.
And if I return her to the scaffold, but this time I don't intervene?
Some things are bigger than us.
Then the press it is, because trust me, the stones are definitely bigger than us.
Bring it. Yeah, you bring it. Let's...
No. Everyone's brave before the fight, Swift. Everyone is. Em, how long have you been standing there? I didn't hear you come in.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I do not wish to intrude.
It's fine. It's fine. Let's go and
what
we'll...
What did you mean by a fragment, Mistress Dodd?
Okay. Run this by me again, just for the hard of thinking. In a minute, we...
4:42 exactly.
Yeah, whatever. I drive the landy down at a rate of knots and I pull up by...
It is essential that you pull up around 10 yards from the side of that Winnebago.
Okay.
Essential.
I get it. I wind the window down. I have a discussion with the boys around that campfire. Meanwhile, you, dressed like the guy on the porridge packet, are going to sneak out the passenger door and that's it.
Yes.
I don't see the point. Why don't we both talk to them?
Because I won't be there.
Look around. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Just trust me. And if you won't do it for me, do it for the money.
Oh, I get it.
You do.
Rich guys wind up in some sort of birthday prank. That, yeah, fine.
It's 4:42. Floor it.
Hey, you were supposed to be in hospital.
I am not very good on my back, ma'am. Oh, did I just double entendre?
Oh, and the Banter King returns.
Sorry?
Never mind.
Is there any word on Flynn?
No, he's gone to ground. All ports and airports have his mugshot along with possible disguises.
It's late. Shouldn't you be home?
Well, you were here.
Yes, but I am behind on work. I just wanted to grab a file and...
Go home. I'll be heading out myself in it. What the fuck?
No.
I'm... Just doing some research. For Swift.
That looks very old. What is it?
Well, forget the documents. These here, the photos or sketches of Lord Carnarvon, the Honourable Henry Phillips, Lady Sinclair and Lady Fraser.
Victorian?
Yeah, but look here. That's a photographic plate of visitors to Colmy Adge Asylum in early 1889.
I see it, yes. And...
What, a group picture? The writing underneath, it's not easy to read, but Sir William Wyatt in the middle, he's the head honcho, Basil Fitzpatrick, Lady Aston, Honourable blah blah blah, and just behind Sir William, Lady Fraser.
That's what it says, yes?
Desk over there. Barrett's. Top drawer, large magnifying glass. Do not tell him we know that he is as blind as a bent judge. Thanks. Now look here. Compare the two pictures. The portrait photo of Lady Fraser, she's in the 70s, would you say?
Well, maybe 60s.
Oh, you're always polite. Now the group shot. Tell me that Lady Fraser has not discovered the elixir of youth.
A different Lady Fraser, perhaps?
Now you see these documents. There's only one. That's what it says. And you have got to... Oh my God. Zara fucking Wallen.
Stand back, sir. Sir, stand back. Please, stand back.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, gentlemen, but do you have a residence permit to park your vehicles here?
What?
Only it's not first come, first served, you know. We take this kind of...
Yuri, check the vehicle.
Of course, sir.
Hey, you can't just... Then again, you feel free.
There is nothing in the vehicle, sir.
What?
Please, Mr...
Kieran. Yeah, just call me Kieran.
Please, Kieran, get out of the Land Rover.
No, I think I'm just going to make my way back.
Out.
Robert? Robert?
Yuri, take Mr. Kieran for a walk.
Written and performed by James Gaddis. Also featuring Louisa Bedell, Susie Stanley, and Earl Warwick.